Thank you, Jesus, for this blessed invitation into your world of the Spirit. I long to be with you, Lord, and to savor your presence. Take me, Jesus, by the hand into your delightful places. Amen. Jesus began, "It is so good to have you back in my arms with your whole heart, beloved. So good. Do not imagine for a moment that I have left you, but your life has been so turbulent that we haven't been able to connect. Too many worries, Claire. Far too many worries and concerns. All I want to do is hold you in my arms and infuse you with my love. And when I need you to be here to comfort me, you will easily recognize it. But do not compare yourself to others. I know the temptation is so very high to judge things against Carol's experiences, but you are not Carol, nor are your missions identical. You have plagued yourself with guilt that you're not experiencing me as she does. And nothing could be further from the truth. I don't want a clone. I want a bride. I want you as you are, and for who you are. I do not want you measuring yourself against anyone. This gives the enemy license to foment discontent and jealousy, doubt and failure. None of this is needed. I want you close to me in your own way. Do not go out and try to imitate what they are doing or called to do. Remain interiorly riveted to me and my agenda for you, not my agenda for Carol or Ezekiel." Oh, boy. Well, there's a reason why he said this, obviously. I've been so burdened with so many different things that I lost my connection with the Lord, and that was really hard. He continued, "Each has an important part to play in this war, and the overcomers are the ones who cleave to me with all their hearts and souls. They do not stoop to be like others, nor climb up higher to be like others. Your way is my special devotion, a special kind of intimacy, many times far removed from what is going on in the world. It's deeper, much deeper, because I have chosen you to lead my bride into my chamber. This is why the newsy stuff is so detrimental. It is outside the scope of your charism, although with a very little here and there, I will see to it that you know what you need to know for calls to prayer. I want you to return to that deeper relationship with me. More bridal talk. Leave the news to the newsy people." Actually, Lord, that's wonderful to hear. I want to go back to where we were. May we? He didn't answer me, but I felt in my heart that if I did go back to where we left off, he would take my hand and keep going. And that's just what happened. This message I began 4 days ago. Actually, on Valentine's Day, I began this message and didn't finish it until now. So that's why I asked permission to go back to that place. Jesus and I were exploring a stream in the woods. It had many rocks on the sides, revealing that it ran much wider than the little area the water was in. It reminded me so much of a place in Arkansas where we used to take our children on an outing and go fishing. Birds were chirping, flying back and forth, making nests. Their voices echoed off the walls of this canyon riverbed. It was springtime, and delicate green leaves were coming forth. Everything was alive with fresh life. Even the fragrance caught my attention, fresh, green, and so sweet. Jesus was sitting on a rock about 20 feet away and was wearing long khaki shorts and a shirt. My heart skipped a beat. We're exploring again. I love exploring with him. The water trickled and gurgled as it slowly began to flow downstream. He stood up, came over to me smiling, and said, "Let's go downstream. I have a surprise for you," as he took my hand and helped me up. The rocks were large, the size of a loaf of bread, several loaves of bread and not easy to walk on, so he guided me to a path as we followed the water going downstream. It seemed like the headwaters of a small, insignificant flow of water and reminded me of the origins of the Mississippi River that I once had an assignment to photograph. Just a tiny, gurgling flow of water coming from beneath the limestone rocks. As we made our way around a bend, there were towering layers of red rock, bespeckled with bright green willows that had emerged from their slender red willow branches, lining the stream and even growing up higher along another tributary that was just cascading down into the stream bed we were following. The sun was gleaming from around the bend and brilliantly accented the many shades of pink sandstone, as though someone very skillfully took a brush and painted them. Some were extremely tall. The Lord caught my attention and he said, "I did that for you, my love." I said, "Hmm?" And I kept looking down so I wouldn't lose my balance on the trail. But he continued, "Yes, I did that for you, my love. Knowing how much you love layers of sandstone, I split the rock from way above. It had to be at least 40 to 80 feet. It varied, actually. And then I washed and sanded it for many, many years until it would appear just perfect in the morning light when I knew I would be bringing you here." Oh, I smiled, but was truly flung backwards out of my thoughts by the very concept of the walls splitting to make the canyon and the hundreds of years it took to accomplish this task with such perfection. He smiled, obviously delighted in my response. Then he leaned close to me, cupped his hand over his mouth as if to tell a secret, and said, "But it didn't take me hundreds of years, only 30. But if it had taken me that long, I would have done it just for you, just the same. That's how much I love you." Just to see that smile and delight shining from your face was worth it all. I know these slot canyons are your favorites, so I brought you here to explore. Yes, that's true. I've always loved slot canyons. There's a lot of them in the Southwest. I've never been in one, but I've always wanted to go there. They're very, very deep, narrow caverns with sandstone layers, waves and waves of sandstone markings on the sides from water flowing and cutting through the sandstone. They are so beautiful. I replied, "That's true. I love slot canyons with their swirling designs etched into sandstone, ranging from purple and pink, orange and beige, and so many wonderful symmetrical layers." We were descending now and it was becoming cooler. Obviously, we were entering that point of deep canyon with the sunlight shining round the bend and accented by a few green sprigs. The water had coursed into another canyon whose course ran parallel to ours. I love the sandy bottom and the colors produced by reflections from the walls where the sunlight entered from above, casting tall shadows, creating geometric patterns across the sandstone layers. What an exquisite place. Jesus began again, "I have brought you here to get you away from the things that have accumulated like armor around your head and body. You should see yourself. You are quite a sight." Just then, I got a flash image of some kind of giant Tonka toy alien in layers of armor. Oh my goodness, I had no idea I looked like that. He replied, "No, you were too busy working to realize the accumulation of things covering over my sweet, beautiful bride till she could hardly walk." Oh, Lord, I love this. I love being out in nature with you. It's so dramatically beautiful, yet so pure and serene. I wish I had a camera. "Oh, no, you don't," he quipped. "This is a vacation and playtime. No work for you. No way. Claire, you do not have to be doing something for me 24/7. I enjoy your company, especially when you stare into the eyes of the painting we did together, and you feel sweetness coming forth from my heart. I just want to engulf you in my joy, the joy shining through my eyes, yet penetrating your spirit. It's so very deep and refreshing to a weary soul in a dry place. And you need this. Every day you need this. You cannot give what you do not have. And my gaze into your eyes connects you to my spirit, where you can feel the very essence of joy that I feel in your company. You and so many others are burned to a frazzle after the intense prayer time and warfare you have been going through. All of you, my brides, need to absorb me into your hearts and minds, which then floods out into your bodies. Yes, it is beautiful to see how my spirit indeed can be received from a painting. But it can. And for this reason, I have anointed artists that are responsible for inspiring and motivating those in the world. I have so much to say to so many, and paintings penetrate to a very deep place where they are held in remembrance and rekindled in your hearts. Artists are essential to my plans. They have a mystical part to play in the sense that their work goes beyond its medium to communicate deep unto deep. Now you know why musicians and painters are persecuted and belittled in your culture, or they're made into some kind of idol by the adoring public. But that was not my intention from the beginning of time for artists. It was always to worship and lift souls higher and higher into hope and holiness. Yet these days, dark themes, hopelessness, alienation, and isolation are depicted because of the spiritual state of the world. But for you who love me and have been given this gift, I need you to lead my people into hope, mercy, love, and the world beyond earth. When he said that, I immediately thought of Yong Sung Kim, whose art conveys so many aspects of our Lord as a shepherd, and Radiant Light, Elizabeth Wang, who is with the Lord now, but with simple strokes of the brush and vibrant colors, she creates the atmosphere of worship in her canvases. My dear ones, you too can paint things like this. If you look at her work, it does not take an enormous amount of talent like John McNaughton's, who depicts social corruption, political corruption, which moves us to pray for our country. What do you feel when you are in worship? Do colors and shapes come to mind? Have you always wanted to be an artist, but were convinced you had no talent? That was me, when the Lord began painting through me, the power of obedience and a profound love for Jesus, and wanting others to experience him, is highly motivating in the arts. If the Lord has been tapping you on the shoulder to try a new skill, don't be afraid. Dive in. And I just want to say here that the reason the Lord gives us this skill is because, especially very spiritually minded intercessors, prayer warriors, and so on, when they are in the spirit, they see all kinds of things. And the Lord wants us conveyed in artwork to the world so that they understand what the spirit world is all about. So that's part of the aspect of this. If you're really spiritually inclined and you tend to see visions and understand things in a new way, he may be calling you to some creative skill that can convey that to others. Jesus continued, I'm glad you said that, beloved, really glad. You have scores of people on this channel that wanted to be artists but were talked out of it by their parents and peers. Right now, I am speaking to you who know your heart's desire from a young age was to paint or play music. Claire started painting at 35 and music at 48 and is still expanding because I have anointed her to bring joy to you, my dear ones. This is not about ego. It's about the salvation of souls, touching and healing hearts that have a twisted image of me in their minds, an image of distance, cold, harsh, strict, demanding. Nothing could be further from the truth. I am here right now with you, searching your soul to bring the hidden gems up from your hearts. The gifts implanted and written into your genetic code that have yet to be awakened. I tell you truly, it is time to wake up and get busy and watch me accelerate you into a longed-for skill. Something you've never imagined could come to pass. You will know this by what you're feeling right now. Are you feeling a quickening in your spirit, like something is yearning to come to fruition? If you are, don't be afraid. I am with you. Or perhaps you've been told you have no talent, yet you long to paint or write music. Ignore the naysayers and jump into it. You may find yourself in shock, like Claire did when she was house-sitting and sat down to the keyboard and made some awesome sounds. Ezekiel, a seasoned musician, heard them and came running into the room saying, "Honey, that's amazing." And then as we talked about it, he said, "Do you think the Lord is calling you to music?" And I thought, "I don't know. Isn't it too late for that, for music, for me?" I thought about it. A friend I had in my 20s who was a musician, I wanted to sing with, but it wasn't the right chemistry. And I remember in high school staying late so that I could play the piano that was in the hallway. Something in me just leapt to life when he said that. I thought, me? I don't have any skill. But I knew that God could draw and paint through me, so surely he could play music through me as well. I thought it was too late in life for me to learn that skill, but Jesus had different ideas. And he gave me several confirmations of that inspiration. "I want to tell you, dear ones, I am anything but boring," Jesus continued. "And when you come into my presence to dwell with me, expect to see me. In fact, use your imagination to see me standing and smiling at you only inches away. See me as I am. Take my hand and let me guide you to our trysting place. Make note of your surroundings, the flowers, trees, a brook, and let me take you on a journey into my world. You are beautiful beyond comparison to me. Each of you is so unique that I never tire of you. I want you to be fulfilled. I want you to see and hear me clearly. So make some time for us to be together and get inspired. Then come back and share what happened with the channel. You will be amazed at how many others are also experiencing me in this way for the first time. All it takes is faith and effort. The rest I will do. I am bringing you into a new season. I am about to birth new gifts and ministries among my devoted ones who've been battling the enemy and are road-weary and exhausted. Yes, I want you to come into a new kind of rest where you and I can be united and do wonderful, fun things together." Well, when he said that, I thought of Julie True, who got her start in music in the morning in a barn with her keyboard. She loved the Lord and she played her heart out. Now she's responsible through the power of the Holy Spirit for thousands and thousands of souls being led into the wedding chamber with Jesus. One little woman, one little start, and now she ministers to multitudes. Are you excited yet? Well, get your dancing shoes on and get excited. "What is your lost dream?" Jesus said. "Seek me, and if it is my will, you cannot fail." He continued, "But as you can see, intimacy is everything. Yes, everything. Because out of your bellies will flow rivers of living waters. You only have to believe and commit, and I shall do the rest. Don't be afraid to see me in your mind's eye. I gave you a sanctified imagination from which I will launch you into the realm of the Spirit together with me. Use your Bible promises or the Rhema page on the website to confirm if an idea is from me. That is exactly how Claire knew that she was called to make music. And through her obedience, she conquered her fears, took my hand, and I did the rest, and am still doing it to this day. Remember, my loved ones, you have been through a war, and now I want to reward you with a new spring in your lives through dwelling prayer and our spiritual encounters. Come away with me and immerse yourself in my joy.